Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 21st of May. On this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1972 and we travel to Rome, where a 33-year-old man called Laszlo Toth, wielding a geologist's hammer, shouted, "I am Jesus Christ, risen from the dead." Alarmed pilgrims and tourists watched as he attacked Michelangelo's Pietà statue in St. Peter's Basilica, Vatican City. With 15 blows, he removed Mary's arm at the elbow, knocking off a chunk of her nose and chipped one of her eyelids. Toth was subdued by bystanders, including American sculptor Bob Cassilli, who hit him several times before pulling him away from the Pietà. And in view of his apparent insanity, he was never charged with a crime. On the 29th of January 1973, he was committed to an Italian psychiatric hospital and he was released 2 years later and immediately deported to Australia, where he had studied prior to the attack. And Australian authorities did not detain him. The Pietà is a sublime piece of Christian art, portraying the marble figures of Mary holding the crucified Christ's dead body. See the pod of March the 6th. When art historian Giorgio Vasari saw the statue in 1550, he wrote in his book about the lives of artists, "It is a miracle that a rock, which before was without form, can take such perfection that even nature sometimes struggles to create in the flesh." Michelangelo was only 24 at the time of its completion, but it was soon to be regarded as one of the world's great masterpieces of sculpture. The statue is so lifelike that a viewer can almost feel the curls of the dead Christ's hair and the softness of the Madonna's lips. The veins in Christ's muscular arms seem to be still holding blood. The folds in the Madonna's veil seem to be made of muslin rather than marble. It is the only piece that Michelangelo ever signed. And again, Giorgio Vasari explains why. One day, Michelangelo, entering the place where it was set up, found there a great number of strangers from Lombardy who were praising it highly. And one of them asked one of the others who had done it, and he answered, "Our Gobbo from Milan." Michelangelo stood silent, but thought it something strange that his labours should be attributed to another. And one night he shut himself in there, and having brought a little light in his chisels, he carved his name upon it. Michelangelo later regretted the vanity of this act and resolved never to sign another piece of his work. Sublime works of art evoke strong emotions. And Michelangelo himself had a habit of shouting at his sculptors and even occasionally lashing out at them with his tools. Laszlo Toth went further. Born and educated in Hungary, after graduating in geology, he moved to Australia. As his English was poor and his geology diploma was not recognised, Toth initially worked at a soap factory. In June 1971, he moved to Rome, Italy, knowing no Italian, and aiming to become recognised as Christ. He sent letters to Pope Paul VI and unsuccessfully attempted to meet him. Danny Bloom, who was a backpacker buddy of Toth's shortly before the attack, said that Laszlo spent a great deal of time in his room, feverishly reading the Bible. Art historians were divided on how to proceed with the restoration of the masterpiece. Some historians and restorers wanted the statue to remain as it was damaged, as a sign of the violent times. Others said that it should be restored, but with clear marks delineating the damaged parts as a historical testament. The Vatican instead decided on what is known as an integral restoration, one that would leave no traces of the intervention that were visible to the naked eye. With any other statue, leaving the wounds of the attack visible, however painful, could have been tolerated, said Antonio Palucci, the director of the Vatican Museums. But not with the Pietà. Not this miracle of art. Using a specially made invisible glue and powder made from the same type of marble, the restorers painstakingly pieced together the chunks and the fragments, including one that arrived anonymously from the United States. A tourist who was in the basilica had picked up a piece in the confusion as police were arresting Toth. The tourist later apparently felt guilty and mailed it back. Who said that Catholic guilt doesn't have its uses? Some 10 months after the attack, the Pietà went on display again in the chapel that bears its name, but this time behind a panel of bulletproof glass, where it is still viewed by millions of people every year. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at another great Roman sculpture, the Trevi Fountain, which was inaugurated by Pope Clement XIII. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please subscribe and leave a comment on the blog if you have time at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.